Blog Talk Radio. Hello and good morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for how He has just loved us unconditionally. And He just is not only an example of love, He is love. So this is Cecilia, and I thank God for each and every one of you who are joining Smile3E on Let's Talk on this ninth day of December 2018. We're winding down. Yes, the year of 2018 is winding down. So let's begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for we know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, not only would we be lost, but God, our hearts would be so overwhelmed with just this or that and that and this until we would not understand that we all need the unconditional love of God. Thank you for your love. We thank you for being present in our lives. We thank you for you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last, and you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we're so grateful to have you in our lives. We're so grateful that you created us to be in fellowship with you, and we thank you for loving us so much that you've been patient with us. You've been so kind, and you've been so faithful. Your example of love is just not even something that we can describe. Your example of love is you, because you are love. You created us in your likeness and your very image, and we thank you. God, we thank you for we know that there is 31 days to December, which is the last day of the month. And we're already on day 9. And God, we have only a few more days and weeks to go. But we thank you that we have an opportunity to have you in every day, and every week, and every hour, and every minute, and every second, and every millisecond. We thank you for that opportunity, God, for we don't want to be without you ever in our lives. We thank you for leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you for being the truth. We thank you, God, for all that you are and all that you will ever be. We know that there's so many people that say that they love, but the evidence of their love is far. God, we do not want to be a people that tell you with our lips that we love you and our hearts are far from you. Help us be people that when we say we love you, we love you. And not only do we love you with our lips, God, but we love you with our actions. We love you, praise. We love you with our worship. For they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. For you've been seeking those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for teaching us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Words cannot express our gratitude that we must have towards and for you. Thank you, God. Thank you for Minister Sheila. Thank you for Minister Sylvia. Thank you for Minister Brandon and his wife, Michaela. Thank you, God, for Minister Stanley and Stan. Thank you for Minister LaVon and Tishawanda and Taiwan, Carlton and their children. Thank you, God. We thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, God. We send out a prayer on today for her. God, we thank you that she's healed, whole, and blessed on this side of heaven, God. We thank you for all of the years that you've already given her. and the years that you've given her that the enemy said that she would not have. We thank you, God, for her example of unconditional love. We ask you, God, to take away any pain, any discomfort on this side of heaven, God. Give her the peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable. We thank you for the gift and Apostle Sandra Thomas. We thank you for our children. Minister Fred, we thank you for even Prophet Anton. We thank you for Servant Pastor Troy. We thank you for Evangelist and Psalmist Joy. We thank you for Minister Jamal Monte, God. We thank you for even their children and their children's children. God, we send out a special prayer for Mia. We send out a special prayer for Cassandra. We send out a special prayer for Nene and Brooklyn and Madison and London and all of their children, God. We, even if we don't call them name by name, God, we ask you that you would bless the children. We thank you for bringing even Pastor Handy through her surgery that she had. We thank you for her daughter, minister, missionary, teachers, God. Paulette, we thank you, God, and for any ones that I have not called out, thank you for them. Thank you for our colleagues. Thank you for our leadership. Thank you for our subordinates. Thank you for everyone that we work with and that even work around us in the places that they work. God, we ask you to save and sanctify those that work in the White House, in the leadership, from the president to the vice president, to all of them. Save them, sanctify them, fill them with the precious Holy Ghost, God, so that they will serve you and do what you would cause them to do. I know we can look through the Bible and see where you use various leaders, and they weren't always Christians. They weren't always those that did things right, but God, you were able to use them. But we ask you to save and sanctify the President of the United States and his whole family. God, we ask you to save and sanctify even the presidents of past and the presidents of future. Let us go back to truly being a nation wherein God we trust, God, the one and only true and living God, not the other gods, God, but in the one and only true and living God, the God that sacrifices, the God that gives, the God that is faithful. God, we thank you for you gave your son for us. You didn't ask us to die for you, God, but you gave your son for us, and we appreciate it, God, for you are a true example of unconditional love, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So we all know that there's different types of love. There's the Eros love, which is that love that's the sensual romantic kind, you know, that kind when people talk about they're going to shoot a Cupid arrow over, you know, into this person so that they will be in love. You know, we have the storge love, which is that affectionate type of love that parents and children and brothers and sisters are supposed to have for each other, God. And we thank you for that type of love too, God. We even have the phileo love, which is that type of intimate love that, you know, it's a powerful emotional bond that friends have, you know, so much so that sometimes the friends of this brotherly love sometimes even feel like brothers and sisters. But God, you've given us examples of a great, great, great love that is incomparable. It's immeasurable. It's a perfect love. It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. It's pure. It's the love that Jesus showed towards us and that you, our Father, have shown towards us. And we thank you for that love. We thank you for your word even reminding us about your love. God, your word declares that fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So we thank you for your love that teaches us not to fear. We're to fear you in that of a reverence and of worship. But God, we thank you for teaching us how to love and how to reverence you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And God, we thank you for that love. Romans 5:8 says, but God shows his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 8:35-39 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's some powerful love. That's a lot of things that will try to separate us from the love of God. But God is love. 1 John 4:16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whosoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. See, he is love. So if you have love, and if you are walking in love, that means that you're abiding in God, because God is love. We're talking about this unconditional love of God, this insurmountable love of God, this inseparable love of God, this unconditional, I have to say it again, this unconditional love of God. Ephesians 3:17-19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength for him with all saints, what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To be filled with the fullness of God, to be filled with the love of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, to be filled with the knowledge of God. Psalms 36:10-12 says, oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen. They are thrust down, unable to rise. Why? Because of that first thing that we said. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. 10:4-8. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. Let's read that again. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. love never ends. As for prophecy, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But did you hear that? Love never ends. Have you sometime looked at yourself, looked in the mirror, or even looked at others and said, they say that they are Christians. They're walking in the love of God. Patience. Where's their kindness? Where's my patience? Where's my kindness? It talks about envying and being boastful. Do you see that? Do you hear it sometimes and wonder? Where is the love? Because it said love does not envy or boast. So if there's envy, boasting, arrogance, and rudeness, it's not love. Because love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. So if there's enviness, if there's boastfulness, arrogance, and rudeness, it's not love. How can I say that? Because the word, we just read it. It said love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. So if we're not seeing the truth of God, and if we're seeing wrongdoing, and if we're seeing irritability, resentfulness, rudeness, arrogance, insisting in one's own way, if we're seeing people being envious and boastful, that's not love, because the word says it. Let me read it one more time. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. What is that truth? The truth is that love is patient and kind. The truth is that love bears all things. The truth is that love believes all things. The truth is that love hopes all things. The truth is that love endures all things. The truth is love never ends. In Lamentations 3:26, it said, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. There's love in waiting on God and waiting in the presence of God. The love of God is perfect. You just heard that it's kind, it's patient. We're talking about the love of God. John 17:23 says, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Powerful word. Thank you for that declaration. That is God. That is Jesus saying, I in them and you in me. I love it. I love it. I love it. And remember, we're talking about love. Ephesians 2:4 even reminds us, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us. See, he's rich in mercy and great love that he has towards us. Hebrews 12:6 reminds us, for the Lord disciplines the ones he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. I thank God for loving us. I thank God for loving us. I thank God for receiving us. And Hebrews 12:6 says, because he loves us and because he receives us, for the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. Thank you, God, for loving us and receiving us. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Do you love at all times? Do you really love your brothers and sisters even through adversity? Do you love them only when it's conditional, only if they do this or do that or act this way or act that way? Is your love a controlling love? That's not God's kind of love. That's not love. It's a lot of things, but it's not love. Because God's word tells us about how love is patient and kind and long-suffering and how it rejoices in the truth. Thank you, God. For God loves us so much that according to 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Aren't you glad that because of Jesus Christ, that he's already bore all of those things, those sins, and that because of Jesus Christ, we will not receive that rightful sentence or judgment that we should because he has bore it all. I am so grateful that God loved us so much that he gave us a great, 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 great gift called salvation. Thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for Jesus. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Romans 10:17 reminds us, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. See, we've been sharing the word of God on today about love, and love is going to come today. Why? Because so faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. So I'm sharing the word on love, and as we walk in this love, and as we build up in this love, we're going to have faith in the love of God. Titus 3:3-6 says, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's read that one more time. Titus 3:3-6. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to the various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of generations and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. One more time. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, hallelujah, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. God, I just want to thank you. God, I just want to thank you. Father God, I just want to thank you. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for coming. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for asking the Father to send us the Holy Spirit so that we wouldn't be comfortless. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. Thank you, God, for sending your Holy Spirit. I just thank you. Proverbs 10 and 12 says, hatred stirs up, but love covers all offenses. Malachi 3 and 17 says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions. And I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Thank you, God, for sparing us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ephesians 3 and 19. And to know the love of Christ, knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ. My God, my God. God, I want to know the love of Christ. Hallelujah. We need to know the love of Christ. We know what man calls love, the phileo love, the eros love, the storge love. We know that, but the unconditional love of God, the agape love of God, God is love, to know God. Ephesians 4 and 12, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, and bearing with one another in love. Question. Are we really bearing one another in love? Or are we walking around in conditional love? Are we walking around in what we call love, and it's really controlling, it's really manipulation? Or are we walking around in humility and gentleness and patience, bearing one another in love? Are we? Are we? Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. It didn't say one generation, it didn't say 10 generations. It didn't say 100 generations. It didn't say 500. It said 1,000 generations. My, 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 my. That's a lot of generations. Matthew 6 and 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We need God to show us how to use the assets and the money and the various things that he blesses us in our hands to do his will, but not that it becomes that which is our heart. For our heart needs to be towards the love of God and towards the things of God and towards obeying God and towards the faithfulness of God and in God. Because it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So if we're allowing ourselves, to love money more than we love God, that that's the root of evil, all evil. Loving anything more than we love God. For our first love must be loving God with all of our hearts, our minds, and our total being. Do you love Him? Do we really love God, or are we just saying it? Does our actions, does our lives show that we love God? Are we loving our spouses more than we love God? Are we loving our houses and land and cars more than we love God? Are we loving our jobs and titles more than we love God? Are we loving things more than we love God? Are we loving people more than we love God? Are we loving circumstances and situations more than we love God? Are we even loving things that we say or do more than we love God? Are we? If we are, let's repent on today and turn from that wickedness, that evilness of loving anything and anybody in any place more than we love God. God, we repent on today for loving anything, anybody, any place more than we love you. God, we thank you for giving us the ability to repent, for giving us a choice even to want to repent. We thank you for the things. We thank you for the money. We thank you for the titles. We thank you for all of the things that you allow us to have in order to do your will and your work on this side of heaven. But God, we don't want to love anything more than we love you. That's our prayer on today. That's our confession on today, that we love you, God. Isaiah 43 and 4 says, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, I love you. I give men in return for you, people in exchange for your life. 1 John 4, 9 and 10. And this, the love of God, was made manifest among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's love. God really loves us so much. We have to know that we need him. The songwriter wrote a song that said, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. But what if we said, I love thee, oh Lord, I love thee. Imagine that, saying, I need thee, oh Lord, and then saying, I love thee, oh, Lord. Because that's what you're saying when you say, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Every hour, I love thee. Every minute, I love thee. Imagine that. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Worship you in spirit and truth because of love, oh God. I give you all of me because of love. We give God all of us. There's nothing hidden from him. We're not even ignorant and arrogant enough to think that we could hide something from him. We know that there's benefits in the love of God. There's benefits in the forgiveness in God. There's benefits in the healing of God. There's benefits in the redemption of God. There's benefits in the steadfast love and mercy and kindness of God. There's benefits in the renewal of God. There's benefits in the presence of God. Are you in his presence on today? Do you stay perpetually in his presence? Are you abiding in his presence in your home, in the car, on the train, on the bus, on the plane, on your job, when you're out in a restaurant, when you're walking down the hall, when you're walking down the street, wherever you are you thinking about the love of God? Are you in the posture of presence, meaning that you're present right then, right there, right now. You're presently in his love. Not that you just loved him in the past, but you're present in the presence of love in you, in his presence, that you're present. You know how you can be someplace and your mind is here and your mind is there, but are you present when you're in his presence? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being in the presence of God. Psalms 103, 2 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with the steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's wings. I pray that scripture right now, even over the life of Apostle Sandra Thomas. Thank you, God, for blessing her, for blessing her soul, for forgetting not the benefits that you've placed in her life. God, for forgiving all of her iniquities, for healing her of all diseases. God, for redeeming her life from the pit. God, for crowning her with steadfast love and mercy. God, for satisfying her with the goodness and the renewal of youth like eagles on this side of heaven. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, God. Glory to Rabasikeranamoloshe. Glory to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. I worship you and adore you. I bow down before you, God. Hallelujah. God, I pray for even Elder Tony right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for her family, God, that she would do your will in every area of her life. And God, that you would use her mightily. I pray for even Evangelist Erica, God, that you're blessing her not only in her degree, but elevating her in other areas of her life. God, that you're blessing her beyond anything that she could ever ask or even conceive in her heart. Do it for your glory, God. Have your way on today, God. Bless Minister Sylvia, God. Draw her and minister Stan closer to you, God, that they would do things your way, not the world's way, but God, they would walk in the spirit and in the truth of God, and that you would bless them beyond anything they could ever ask or think In the name of Jesus, for your glory, I pray for Minister Brandon and Minister Michaela, God, that they will walk in your will, God, that they would walk in your mercy and your grace, God, that they would do what you would cause them to do, God, that they would walk in the unity and agreement with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God, that they would allow those things to enter their heart and their eye gates and their ear gates, that are those things that will cause them to draw nigher to you, God. Separate them, obliterate and decode and expose and annihilate the things in their lives that will cause them to pull away from you, God, to be displeasing in your sight, God. Draw them nigher to you, God, and they will draw nigher to one another as one in the name of Jesus. For your glory, God, for your glory, for your glory, God, for your glory. It's more, and it's more of you for us to not only walk in, God, but for it to be manifested in every area of our lives, God, in our finances, in our health, God, in our prayer life, in our speaking, in our thinking, in our lives, God, that when we enter a room, your peace and your presence enters with us, God, that your favor enters with us and it remains, God, that your blessings overtake us in the name of Jesus, and that we are blessings in the name of Jesus. For your glory, God, have your way in our lives, God. We thank you. Be glorified in every area of our lives, God. Have your way like only you can have, God. The First John 3:1-3 says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is, and everyone who thus hopes and him purifies himself as he is pure. In Jesus' name, we thank you for everything that we've prayed. We thank you for everything that has been discussed, that has been released, so that we can have faith in the love of God, in the purpose and the destiny of God in our lives, in the favor and the peace of God and the blessings of God in our lives, because we will be the blessings of God that points everyone to you, God. And we thank you, we thank you, and we thank you. Amen and amen. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Smile 3E with Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila, and possibly Minister Brandon as they present Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, don't forget to join Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals and Let's Talk and any other title that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one and only true and living God, who is our God, gives her to talk about. And then, once again, on every Sunday, you can join Minister Sheila and I for Let's Talk, and that's at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 Central Standard Time. So, beloved, be blessed, be encouraged, and be present in the presence of God with every fiber of your total being, spirit, and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this season of people celebrating him. But God, we ask you that this season will become a lifestyle, and that the celebration of Jesus Christ would be that which is natural, not only in our houses, but God, in the White House, in the houses of the kings and the queens, the natural and the spiritual, God, that we will be the true sons and daughters of the Most High God because of Jesus Christ, sacrifice that has allowed us to be reconciled and restored back unto you. Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until next time, love you. Bye-bye.